Pastor Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church, and I'm making a quick video just explaining two types of successful missionaries. There are a lot of types of missionaries that exist in this world. There are missionaries that are full-time medical missionaries. They provide medical attention to poor areas of the world that do not have the same access that we have in other parts of the world. There are people that go to countries to build buildings and build hospitals and build schools and build churches and things such as that. There are people that go to countries that provide humanitarian aid, and they help provide cleanup from natural disasters and problems such as that. There are people that go to countries and they translate Bibles. Now, all of those four things are good things, and they have a place in this world, but all four of those things are things that can be done by someone who is not even saved. Even translating the Bible can be done by somebody who is not saved, because we see translators of the King James Bible that were not saved, and yet obviously they created a perfect, preserved Word of God in the English language. And so the two types of successful missionaries, in my opinion, which do require you to be a Spirit-filled person, are number one, starting churches, planning churches, running a church, and number two, being a full-time soul winner. Now, there can be a crossover between these things. If you are a pastor, if you're planning churches, if you're preaching sermons, you still need to be soul winning every single week, because how are you going to be Spirit-filled if you're not doing the first works? And so as much as you can focus on planting churches, you still need to make sure you're doing a good bit of soul winning. Now, the reality is this, though, that as a church grows, there is a lot of just basic administration that takes place at that church. As a church grows, the sermons become even more important because you're preaching to a larger group of people. I could say that, you know, now as our church has grown quite a bit, I find myself spending more time on the sermons. I really make sure I'm studying. I want to preach sermons that are edifying to people and motivating to people. There's just basic administration, like there is at any job that you deal with every week. And, you know, the administration is not the most fun part of the job, but it is important if you're going to run a successful and organized church. But of course, you can never forsake the first works. So that one is kind of the more obvious example, because usually when people are sent out as missionaries, the idea is that they're going to start churches, they're going to be regularly preaching the sermons, and they're going to be doing a lot of soul winning. But there can also be another type of successful missionary, and that is someone who is a full-time soul winner. And so obviously, if you're financially supporting anyone, you want the end result to be soul saved. If you're starting a church and doing a lot of soul winning, and your church is getting bigger, and you have a lot of soul winners at the church, you're getting a lot of people saved, and sometimes you can accomplish more via just the entire group than individually, which is why you need to make sure that you're preaching edifying sermons and spending time on that. But someone who's a full-time soul winner could also be a successful missionary as well, as they're getting a lot of people saved. Now, what I would say is that if you are a full-time soul winner and you're not leading a church, you're not starting a church, and you're, what I would say is that you should be a member of a great church. There's plenty of places in this world where great churches, not even just good churches, but great churches exist. I think it makes the most sense to be a part of a great church. And basically, you're a support to that church. You're involved in all the activities and the fellowship. You're there as a backup to preach. You're there to help in any way you can. But your primary goal is being a full-time soul winner. And there's certainly a lot of value to that, as you can bring a lot of people to church. There could be people that get baptized. And of course, you're a blessing to that local church. And of course, you know, that is another great option of a missionary. Now, when it comes to the way that we operate here in the Philippines, you know, I do a lot of soul winning. We just had a soul winning marathon yesterday that I was a part of. But I preach 5 sermons a week. There is basic administration each and every week. There is, you know, just preparation of sermons, studying passages, memorizing the chapters, really digging down and knowing the Bible, because it's my job to actually teach and edify the people. But I would say that those are the two types of successful missionaries: someone who is starting churches or leading a church while still doing a lot of soul winning, not just sending people, but actually going themselves. But number two would be someone who is a full-time soul winner, who is also involved in a great church and is a blessing and help. And it can also has the capability to step up and preach when necessary, but that's just not their main role that they're doing. Anyways, thank you and God bless.